Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Mindful Space. Today we have Christina Pilo. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Thank you for coming. Okay, so our subject today is integrative health,
yes.
Right? Give us a little bit, for those who don't know you, a little brief intro about yourself.
Ooh, well, I am Venezuelan, and I've been living in Miami for the past 13 years. I recently became an integrative health coach in 2020, actually, and I've been working as a health coach for about 3 years now. I did it because I had like this change of lifestyle, and people kept coming to me to ask me to help them to kind of achieve the same change in their life, and I wanted to have better tools to help them.
Exactly.
So that's how I became one.
That's the best way, right? When you want to help someone.
Definitely.
Now, for those who might not know, what is an integrative health coach in general? What does that entail?
Well, what we try to do is see health in more like a whole concept. It's not only what you eat. It's not only what you, like, if you work out. It's everything that you actually consume. You consume your friends, your work, your social media, what you eat, so everything, your religion, your spirituality, everything takes part in your health. So if you have a great diet and you work out every day, but you have a horrible job where you work 18 hours a day, Monday to Sunday, then you are not healthy. So we try to balance all the things that you consume in your life. That's integrative health.
Overall.
Yes.
So how would you, if you have a client that's searching for this kind of service, how would you help them?
Well, the first thing is understanding what they want. Sometimes they don't even know what they want. We have a conversation and we start like talking about what is your. I actually had a client today and she didn't really know why she was in the apartment.
Like, I know I need you, but
I don't know why. Like, I eat healthy. Like, I work out. I just don't know. I think I can be better. I just don't know how. So the first thing I do is, okay, tell me about your day. What do you do from the moment you wake up? What time do you wake up and what time do you go to bed? And what do you do during the whole day? What do you eat? What do you do with your free time? How long do you work? Who do you work for? And all those little details are gonna help me find the little, because it's not about making big changes. It's actually the little changes that you can do every day and you can sustain throughout your life.
Yeah.
Because that's the hard part, everyone. Every time you wanna do like a diet or something like that, you wanna change your whole diet.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm not gonna eat carbs and I'm gonna work out every day. And you put these like super
high expectations.
Yeah. And then by day three, you're exhausted, you're still the same and you're cranky. And so you leave everything. So I try to find the little things that you can make a change to make your life a little better and more balanced.
Yeah. That's what I did with sugar. I went from sugar to monk fruit sweetener, and I still feel proud of it.
Yeah, no, you should.
I still eat the bread, though, and the arepas. I'm guilty. Okay, now, so an example would be when somebody comes to you asking for help, and you kind of go through all their life situations, from work, from friendships, to the way they eat, the way they exercise, and then you create this plan for them.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. What I do, I also call myself like an accountability coach, which means we set, I call them homeworks. Like, I'm going to give you a homework for the next 2 weeks because I see them every couple of weeks, and I give them things to achieve in those 2 weeks.
Okay.
So because when we're in school, we have a teacher that gives you homework, and then you come back and they check your homework and they give you a grade. And it happens the same when you have a job. You have a boss that tells you what to do, and you have expectations, clear expectations of what you're supposed to do. But in your own life, it's really hard to know what to do, and nobody's checking. So you decide that you're gonna start eating healthier. First, what does healthier means? And then you can always like, oh, you know, nobody's gonna see. I'm out with my friends. I can just have a cup of this or that. So having someone that is gonna check on you, first I'm gonna tell you what to do, and then I'm gonna check on you. So that keeps you in check. So that helps to stay on track and trying to actually achieve the goal that you're trying to achieve.
No, I get that would definitely help me a lot. I'm a cheater when it comes to food, at least. Now, you mentioned that people kept coming to you because you went through a transformative, I don't want to call it episode, but time in your life.
Yes.
I already know what it is, but for those who don't know, do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Yes. I used to be about 30 pounds heavier. I would never move at all. Like, I hate exercising. I would eat really, really bad. And I was very unmotivated and lazy and complacent and just settled. Like, this is life and I'm good and I don't need anything else. And especially my husband, he was the one that actually wanted the change. And he kept saying, if we change, this is going to be really good for us. Like, we need to get healthier. It's going to be great for our brand. It's going to be great for us, for our marriage. Let's do it. Yeah. He was 100 pounds heavier. So his change was actually very, very impressive.
Yeah.
So he started looking into different ways of doing it. And I was not interested at all until I saw his change. Like, I could see him, like, shrinking fast, doing intermittent fasting and like quitting some like shitty food and working out every day. And he was not suffering, which is what I thought was gonna happen. You know,
okay.
Like, I'm used to seeing people like on a diet and being cranky. And he was
like
not.
Miserable.
Yeah. And he was happy. He had so much energy. He was looking better fast. So I was like, okay, this could work. I'm gonna give it a try.
Maybe I can do it.
Yeah, so I gave it a try and it definitely transformed my life. Not only the way I looked, like I lost weight really, really fast, but also the way I felt. I had so much energy and I wanted to do so many things. And I think it's two things. First, you are eating better and eating less, and that makes your brain work better, but also you're achieving a goal. And I always say achieving goals is addictive. So the little things that you achieve, it makes you believe that you can achieve the next one.
Yeah.
So once you start losing the weight, even if it's a 1 pound, 5 pounds or anything, you're like, okay, I lost 5 pounds. I can lose five more. Or I can go and start running, which is what I did because I had no idea how to work out. So I just started running every day. Well, walking.
Like, I'm just going to run for it.
Yeah, exactly. But just fast walking for a little bit. And then I introduced weights and it just started like becoming something that I could do. And I completely changed my life. I went to school to become a health coach. I just transformed my whole life, my whole practice. Everything is now around this healthy lifestyle that we have.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Now, when somebody talks about integrative health, sometimes they confuse it with just like holistic. So what is the difference?
Well, I think holistic is, I mean, they both look at the body or the person as a whole, which is like kind of like what we do too. I think integrative health coaching goes more into what you consume, like not only how you feel, but also what you put in your body, your work, your exercise, your friends, your family. I do talk to my clients a lot about their support system. Who are your friends? Whoever you surround yourself with is going to be your reality. So if you're surrounded yourself by smart and motivated people that want to do things and they want to go running and they want to do, I don't know, competitions and stuff like that, it's gonna get to you. You're going to want to do that. If you surround yourself with lazy people that want to party all week and they want to just stay at home and Netflix and chill, that's what you're going to want to do.
Yeah.
So I think when I talk about integrative healthcare, it's more about everything that surrounds, not only your whole body, but also everything that is around you that affects you.
Yeah, as a group, exactly.
Yeah.
Not just what you can absorb as a person, but what everybody else, like the impact
everyone is
that
an influencer.
Everybody has. Yeah.
So everything that is around you influences you. So you have to be very, very mindful of the things that you have around you.
Exactly. Now, what are the major benefits of integrative health in general?
Well, being present in your own life and understanding what I just said, like the influencing thing, like everything that is around you is going to influence you, you want it or not. Like I'm sitting here and I see the color and I might remind myself of something about my childhood. So being present in your life and actually be mindful of everything. Like I changed the people I follow on social media, for example.
Okay.
Like anyone that gives me anxiety or like a bad feeling or something, I just unfollow them or mute them if I can unfollow them for business reasons. But it's
in the pocket.
I think it's really important to understand that everything around you affects you, and those little things that you say, like I cheat on my diet. If you understand how much that little thing is going to affect you, not only it's not about getting fat, it's about how it affects your gut and how it affects your bacteria and how it affects your brain. It makes you get older or lazy, or it really makes a difference when you understand those little things. And it's easier to not do them or to avoid them when you actually understand
yeah.
the effect they have on you.
No, and I think for me at least, I'm not a guru in nutrition. So it's also this unknown area yes. of like, what do I eat? So mm-hmm. what's healthy? We all know pizza's not healthy yeah. or bread or too much of anything, right? But I can see how having somebody really guide you through the process and tell you
yeah.
what you should be eating and what you should be doing or not doing, mm-hmm. How it could be very helpful.
Yeah, and also people have this, like you said, like we all have a concept of what healthy is. Mm-hmm. So, oh, I know eating too much pizza is not going to be good for me. But for some people, little things like garlic is not really good or... Like, it really can mess. My husband can't have garlic or onion, and those are, it's everywhere.
Yeah, so, everywhere.
Yeah, so understanding, I'm not going to tell you exactly what to eat, but I'm going to tell you how to find out what you can and cannot. Mm-hmm. So that way, you can know your exact diet. Me and my husband, we have completely different diets. He eats what works for him, and I eat what works for me. So a lot of the times, I'm with my clients talking, and they tell me, "No, I eat healthy," and I'm like, "Okay, what does that mean to you?" Yes. Well, you know, I eat this and that, and I'm like, "Well, that's not really amazing. Let's try we call it an elimination diet, which means you take out the most common foods that usually are inflammatory for most of the people." For 3 weeks, and then we reintroduce them. So that way you can, it's like a baby when you start giving them food every 3 days, yeah. but you have to clean your system first for 3 weeks and then start trying them once a week or once every three okay. days to really understand how they affect you. But you have to be very present because if you start feeling lazy, for example, today, it's not what you ate this morning. It can be what you ate yesterday or the day before.
Really?
Yes, like food can affect God. You for all 3 days. So once you have a headache, for example, I have a headache, maybe I didn't sleep well. No, maybe 2 days ago you had something in your food that is not agreeing with your body, and yeah. we don't really make that connection.
So, oh, no.
No, we don't. Being very present is very important when you're trying to achieve this, like, holistic health or integrative health.
Yeah. No, that's insane. There's so much information out there as well, but... Unless you really know what you're looking mm-hmm. for, you can get lost.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much info.
And there's so many people that say this is healthy and this is healthy. Yes. And they are completely against each other. So you're like, what?
I just know everything nowadays gives you cancer. Like that's yes. my conclusion. Yeah. I was like, well, do I just drink water? How do I survive?
Oh, well,
tell me what to
too.
Do. It's crazy. No, nutrition, it's definitely a subject that I want to dig into. Deep into because it's insane.
Yeah,
and it does affect everything.
Yeah, it's a long, long journey. I've been into it for about 7 years now since I started like experimenting with nutrition and changing my diet. And I change my diet constantly. I go from carnivore to vegan to keto to like, depending on what I'm trying to find or what I'm trying to do or like a new goal that I have, I really try to play with what I'm eating, but always purposely. Like,
okay.
I want to do this because of that. Like, I did a challenge of no sugar for 3 weeks. It was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Oh my God.
I was crying like the first 3 days.
You were going through withdrawals.
So bad. It was so hard. But then when you do it for a reason, and it's not like, I don't think losing weight is a heavy enough reason to change your diet. That's why everyone just quits. But when you have more...
A greater purpose.
Yeah, greater purpose, then you stick to it a little bit more.
Okay.
So that's
I agree.
What I try to...
No, I agree completely. Now, what do you think... is the role of integrative health in modern health? Like, what are your thoughts?
Well, now in modern health, we have this thing where doctors just give you a pill for whatever you are suffering. I mean, not all doctors, of course, but...
The general
rule is to, you have an allergy here, take this. But if we don't find out first what is creating it, then you're just gonna come back and it's gonna be the same. So it doesn't really make sense. So I think the idea would be to integrate both a coach and a doctor so he can prescribe the medicine, because I am not against medicine. I love medicine and science and everything. I just wanna find the root of the cause of the problem.
Yeah.
So we can do this both things at the same time. So I try to work with people that understand health in a more like a broader way, and I try to talk to doctors too and understand them, like, why are they sending you this medicine and how can we change your lifestyle so you don't have to, like, it doesn't make sense to give someone like a stress something to relieve stress
like Xanax
if you're still gonna work 18 hours a day and you're not going to work out and you're going to eat like garbage.
Like shit. You can say the word
thank
shit.
You. So it's like, let's change your lifestyle. Maybe you don't need Xanax. Maybe you don't need a protector for your stomach. Mm-hmm. Like I have helped a lot of people like stop the gastritis and heartburn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just changing the way you eat. And it's really helpful. And you first, you avoid the medicine, which costs a lot of money. And then you have a better lifestyle. And you usually lose weight on the weight. So
yeah.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. I was going to say. No, and some medications could be very harmful for your liver as well.
Yes.
You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be obviously in the ideal world, right?
We'll get there.
But no, I feel slowly but surely we will get there. And I know some people or some doctors that do try to integrate this holistic aspect or integrative health into the regular medical field. Mm-hmm. So I think we're heading that way, and that's why we're having this conversation.
Yes, there's some clinics that already have like coaches mm-hmm. with them. So the doctors see you, they prescribe something, and the next thing you have to do is go to the coach and change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because then you're just going to waste your time and your money.
Exactly. You're just going to be right back where you started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you kind of mentioned this a little bit, but how do you practice this in your own life?
Well, yeah, like I said, mindfulness is the most important thing, and I am very present in my life. Like everything, I understand everything that we do has a consequence, good or bad, but has consequence. Waking up early or waking up late, eating or not eating, like intermittent fasting or just eating, working out or not working out. So everything that I do, every decision that I make, I just try to remember or try to figure out the consequences that it's going to bring me. And then I decide if I really want to do it. It's not about not having bad consequences. Like, I go out and I, like, last Sunday.
You still have a shock, guys.
Yeah, no, and I went to bed at 7 in the morning the other day. I knew Sunday was going to be a really hard day because I didn't sleep, but I knew it.
Okay.
You know, I went to the party, I had some drinks, I danced my ass off the whole night, and I went to bed really early the next day. But I knew what I was doing. So it's like, there's a saying in Spanish, I can't translate it, but it's like, if you know what's coming for you, then there's no regrets.
Yes.
So it's the same with the food. And in order to know what a food is going to do to you, you really have to be present. Like I was saying, you have to understand your body and you have to kind of clean it up a little bit mm-hmm. because usually everyone has all their like alarms going off. Like you're eating so much garbage that everything is like, ah. So once you kind of clean up your lifestyle, not only your food, but your lifestyle, and you do something that is not right for your body can actually tell you, like, okay, this is wrong. And you can see it, and you can decide, okay, next time I won't do it. Or, you know, next time I'll do it.
I'll do it again.
Or I won't do it the day before I have an interview, for example. Like,
exactly.
If I know I'm going to have, like, a presentation at work, what am I going to do the day before? I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to meditate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to prepare my papers or whatever. So everything that you do is going to affect you the next day or the day after that.
It's basically being conscious about all your decisions,
mm-hmm.
like you said, with good or bad consequences.
Yeah.
But if you're conscious and you create this balance, mm-hmm. then you're able to recognize what's going to hurt you or not.
And be prepared for it.
Maybe drink some water in between shots. So it doesn't hurt as much.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, what is the future in regards to integrative health? We mentioned we kind of see the future, but do you really?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be leaving by the time this happens. I think it's going to be a slow progress.
Okay.
Still progress.
Fair.
But a slow progress. Just because there's a lot of money in medicine, so it's hard to change the approach where just medicine, and it's just a lot of money. But I think the future is more like less chemicals, less medicine, and more understanding our bodies and being closer to Earth. It's complicated because I also understand that we are a lot of people, and in order to feed everyone, we need a lot of science, you know?
Like yes.
We can't feed everyone if we just try to do it the traditional way. It's just impossible. So we kind of have to find a way where we can
balance
technology and human life. So this AI situation and doctors and health and everything is gonna have to find a way where everything works and we don't die of cancer so young. Because everyone dies of cancer. That's pretty much
Yeah.
The cause of death is either that or you have a heart attack, and it all comes from what you eat.
Exactly.
So, and how stressed you are, obviously. So if we can find a balance where we don't die of stress and food, and we can still like have the technology that we need, then I think we're heading that way. It's gonna take some time, but yeah. I think we can make it.
I probably won't be around here either.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh my God. Well, I'd love to hear about all of this, and I'm sure we can keep talking for hours. What would be your last message for somebody who's considering maybe looking into becoming a coach or looking for the services?
Well, if you want to become a coach, I think definitely do it. I did it for myself. I just wanted to learn how to be a better person for myself and my family. A lot of people that take the course that I took, which is from Integrative Nutrition, Institute of Integrative Nutrition, there's a lot of people that do it just for themselves. And I think learning and having information is the best tool you can have. Like, obviously it's nice when someone tells you what to do, but it's also nice to understand it from a science point of view. It's gonna help you a lot to be present and to make the right decisions. And then to also be able to investigate a little bit more of the new things that are coming into our, you know, life.
Yeah, exactly.
So definitely study, definitely go for it. And if you're looking for a coach, make sure you look up to that person. Like, what is that person giving you that you think it's gonna bring you closer to your goal? It's like, I don't think you would go to a doctor that is fat and smokes. You
yeah,
know, like
exactly.
Try to find someone that actually inspires you and has something in their life. It's like, or going to a, I don't know, to a financial person and the person is broke.
Yeah.
You know, like try to find someone that actually inspires you and have a life, the kind of life that you wanna have, and that person will be able to.
Right. Thank you everyone for watching. If you liked our interview, if you have anything to say, please leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe and like. See you guys next week.